Last episode. Wow, it's like a long haul, I do say.
It's bright in here,
it's
man.
It's been a long, long week.
Yes, yes. It's Tech at Barcelona. This is the live show of the Edge show, number 124, in case anyone's keeping track. It's going to be interesting to see how they can keep track of four of us on the stage at once. We'll see how good the camera people are.
Camera angle we're going to go with.
I'm Rick Claus, joined by
David Tessar
and
Simon May
and Simon Perryman.
Simon and Simon, David and Rick.
There you go.
Glasses, man. What is that?
Well, we apparently Larry back here just gave us tons of swag, including these fancy glasses here. So you're just going to be surprised today with all this swag that we got at TechEd Europe here.
Okay, I'm going to call out these
the ball. You know, it's all good.
Little drumming light balls. So let's go ahead and do stuff. It's always good because whenever you go to a conference, everyone always trying to find some unique and interesting swag stuff.
Yeah.
We should get to a little bit of work first. So
yes.
I am going to ask you guys one question at first. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Name, first of all, just one technology. We'll go around once, and then if we have time, we'll do a second one as we
okay.
see swag.
All right.
So starting on my right on the far side over here, Mr. Perryman, name one announcement or new technology that you heard about this last couple of days here at Tech in Barcelona that you think is really uber freaking cool?
I mean, I think the biggest one for me is going to be the CPS, the Cloud Platform System. That's something that's going to allow Microsoft working with hardware partners to be able to provide fully configured servers that are highly optimized for everything. That's with SSDs, that's with network, that's with compute, virtualization, and all of the System Center, Windows Server, and even Windows Azure Pack software already pre-configured. That is a cool way to get a
awesome.
Cloud.
Now, yeah. I tried to pick up one of those as...
That's for Simon. That's
there
our. He's our world traveler, so yes. I had to throw him our nice. World.
I tried to pick up one of the CPS systems because they have one over there in the Dell booth right now as one example. And A, I could not pick it up because it was a rack. And B, they wouldn't let me take it home as swag.
That's
so
too
we
bad.
Cannot have
yeah.
it, unfortunately, as our lab. To be able to build our demos off of.
But maybe they could ship one to us.
They might be able
yeah.
to. You never know. I'll have to contact our Dell contacts for that one there.
We'll see what we can do.
Following on along, Mr. May, name
well,
one thing.
It was really subtle. It was hidden away inside of the keynote, but they showed a SharePoint site on-prem being published out to devices. They used an iPad, and that was published through the Azure App Proxy, new feature inside of Azure. It's pretty cool. It lets you take an on-premises site that's running over HTTP, publish it out to anything on the internet that's going to authenticate securely through Azure AD and allow you access to it. It's pretty awesome. It's going to save people a lot of time.
Very interesting.
Oh, and I also found a monkey.
See, now, people have been looking for this one. They're looking around for the Xamarin booth because it's very hard to find inside mm-hmm. there. So I'm taking this one home with me because...
That's the keeper.
Might be.
that one there's for me. That one there's for me. Everyone always looks for USB sticks. They are synonymous with conferences, and so
yep.
I just want to do a little shout-out here to Advanced Installers. Keeping a traditional USB stick, I'm assuming there's probably product on there about to be able to go off and use the Advanced Installer. They did not use the Advanced Installer for the SharePoint install because it's used for other things, but very cool stuff. I'm glad to see that we still got those ones there.
Rick, man,
mine,
what's goodness?
You guys know I'm a storage guy. I mean, I do a lot yep. of stuff with Azure right now, but I'm still got a very soft spot in my heart for storage, and Jeff Woolsey was up on stage during the keynote talking about synchronous storage replication.
That's
between
amazing.
Two different systems
yeah.
that are not even potentially domain joined based on the scenario, can be geo-diversified in different locations. But he did clarify something. He said synchronous replication is really only for people that are close to maybe 100 kilometers or so from each other. This isn't something mm-hmm. to do geo-replication with.
Yep.
But the idea is you can go in, have this stuff synchronously replicated between two different sites for your storage, and then that also means that you now have an extra level of high availability that you used to have to pay for SANs.
Yeah.
And for our Americans, that's 60 miles.
Yeah.
You've been in Europe too long.
Sorry.
But well,
Canada,
yeah.
I guess, before that.
Canada uses kilometers too, right?
Yeah.
So I think so.
I think we can offer one of these items of swag as to anybody that can tell us why it's 100 kilometers.
100 kilometers?
Yeah, there's a technical reason why. So
I don't know why, actually.
Yeah, there is. There's
bring
a,
it, man. You're bringing it
a
up.
Law
Let's
of physics
it.
Reason why. I'll explain it later. I want to check that I'm correct.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right,
I can remember
right.
my physics correctly
I
before we go there.
I've
got
to sneak in one thing, though, under Rick's storage thing I thought was pretty cool. There's this 60,000 IOPS
oh, yeah.
plus
right.
on Azure SSD disks,
mm-hmm.
right? That's pretty sweet. But that's not my item, so.
Well, that was my second item, so thank you for stealing it.
Oh,
so.
Well, no, it's all you, man. It's all you.
So what about you? What's the cool thing?
So, I mean, me, okay, I'm going to wear this DevOps shirt. I don't know. Of course. So, you know, I have to nice. Have to wear that. So I
trendy topic, trendy clothes, and you know, good clothes, of
that's
course.
That's what you got to do. And the shades, right? You know, match this shirt or whatever. I don't know. Anyway, so I would say is to stay in line with the DevOps theme, Rasinovich doing a Docker demo on stage. It's a pretty new hot thing, and showing interoperability with Microsoft is pretty cool stuff. So having Docker on top of Windows, we announced that, and CoreOS support. So yeah, I think that's the big news announcement for me. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I just caught a single shot on the monitor there of David just with holding on the T-shirt. It just looks really funny.
He's kind of leaning back, his eyes are closed.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just imagining you on the beach in Barcelona at the end of the conference. Yeah.
We believe it or not, we do work here while we're here in Barcelona. We're not just doing this for fun.
No, this is pretty hard work.
And it is pretty hard work.
Our jobs are hard. So.
You're going to show some swag? You're going to share another one?
Well, I'm going to share one little piece of swag that we found to add to our collection of... it's very stressful in this situation, so lots of things that you can kind of squeeze is always useful. So we'll add an extra little guy to the front of the stage just there.
I got one from Kemp as well.
Okay.
Let's get this inside the proper angle so you can see them at least.
Lots of squishy things going up there.
There we go. Perfect. Perfect. So it's a Windows Server squishy guy?
Yeah, it's a Windows Server squishy guy.
Nice.
Yep.
Yeah. Very nice.
Got to have those.
Mr. Simon, do you have a second one?
I do. You know, this is a technology that's been in preview for a little time, but hasn't really got a lot of traction. That's Operations Insights. Mm. This was formerly known as System Center Advisor. And it's an amazing technology because we basically scan your data center. We collect log files. We collect registry settings. We send it up to our data centers where we can do rich filtering, you know, store that massive amounts of data, and then give you best practices and recommendations for how you can improve your own data center. Things like you have two roles on the same host that shouldn't be co-located, or turn on this feature, it will make it run faster, install this hotfix. And now with the log filtering, we have partners that are building add-ons for it, so they could do things such as find security vulnerabilities. So a great way that we're really trying to show in this hybrid cloud story, put in information from your data center up in Azure, and then using our product knowledge to give you best practices back down.
No, they demonstrated that in the keynote, I think it was.
Jeff did that.
Now, it's agent-based. You have to install the agent on the machines.
Actually, you do, but you can use the same operations manager agent, MOM agent. So if you already have an operations manager environment, nothing extra you have to do there. Yeah. Just turn it on, start loading it up.
You also have the ability, right, to they're starting to bring more logs in as well. So from Azure, other sources, so they're starting to do more analysis and things in that regards too. Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, what I think was most interesting about the technology, how it was started, it came from Microsoft's product support. The guys you speak to on the phone, they saw so many repetitive bugs, repetitive problems that they could easily solve just by telling people, add this hotfix, change the setting.
Right.
That's how they built the product knowledge originally, given these best practices for proactive monitoring, making sure you fix things before the problems happen. So kudos to our product support team out there as well.
Nice. Cool.
Okay.
Mr. May?
Well, I've got the T-shirt. So we must have done.
Of course.
It is one of the extra pieces of swag.
Ones and zeros.
The same one that Joe was wearing, they kindly gave me and everybody else at the conference one. There was a whole load of new stuff announced around Windows 10. So we kind of didn't really show too much, but we just pulled the covers back a little bit, explained some things around data protection inside of, and data loss prevention inside of Windows 10. For me, that's kind of the coolest bits that are in there right now to just be able to start to see some of those covers come back. It's nice.
So I said that you stole my one first of all with some apps. I'm going to choose that one there because you actually stole my other second one that I had as my backup.
Sure I did.
Since I stole yours, I can just, you know,
I'm taking it. It's my turn. It's my
all
turn.
All right.
premium storage was shown. It's not available, but it was shown during the keynote. And that's basically our ability to have SSD-style disks with performance increases. They're only going to be available with the D-series or the G-series machines, when they become available. Mm-hmm. G is not currently available around the world just yet. Basically, you're allowed to get upwards of 5,000-6,000 IOPS or so per disk, and then you can gang multiple ones together. And Mr. Rasinovich had about 10 or so gang together to get 60,000 IOPS for data, and they're persistent. They don't disappear on you like the D-series that are non-persistent disks. So that should open up a whole bunch of new workloads we didn't have access to before.
That's cool stuff. All right. So my turn, I guess, now. So one other thing that I've been a big fan of for quite a long time is the Azure Automation Service. It is extremely powerful. So if you have any investment on PowerShell already, it's basically a service to automate runbooks in the cloud on a schedule if you want it. So that was made generally available now. It was in preview for quite a while. Now GA, so you can run production things, you know, and count on that now. So yeah, that's my big one.
If I remember correctly, they also just recently made available the automation gallery too, where they have scripts that you can use from other people that have been developed to use as the starting point for yours as well.
That's pretty cool.
Very, very nice. And last swag, you know, I am a hat guy. They could not find me the red fedora, but they did find me at least the red ball cap.
That is
to
awesome.
Wear for red hat.
Red hat, green hat.
You got it.
I also got something red. Another squishy thing. A little red chili.
What's up?
This one's going to go around. This one's going to travel with me for a little while, I think. I seem to be slightly addicted to the little squishy things. It's possibly.
Maybe Simon has a bit too much stress in his life, perhaps, because he's traveling too much.
That could be
very, very nice. Any other last ones?
Last but least, I have the Dirdak parrot.
Nice.
I'm not quite sure the connection, but it's really cute. We'll give this to my niece and my nephew and have a new little toy for them.
Your homework assignment before the tech floor closes is find that particular booth and find out why they chose the parrot.
Yeah, why is the parrot? That's kind of strange.
You got it.
There's a couple of other little things that I was able to pick up as well. David, you want to show that with T-shirt first?
I'm the superhero here, UI nice. Superhero. So I've transitioned from DevOps guy to superhero. Mm-hmm. So there nice. We go. Set.
Picked up this one. Rather nice. Very small.
I'm about to say that. Yeah. I know that won't fit me.
Yeah.
It might fit you.
It's not going to fit me right now. It's it's kind of small.
It's a nice design.
Yeah, it's very good.
You know, my wife has actually given me fair warning a couple years ago that if I bring back any more T-shirts from conferences, I will have them all on a box or two or three on my doorstep. When I get home from the next conference. So I'm not allowed to bring home t-shirts anymore.
I also picked up what I think could be the most useful piece of swag I've ever seen.
Which is what?
International adapters.
Ah,
there you go.
Nice.
Yeah, that's everything.
Good story around that.
Yeah.
I still have, not to show right now, but we had some Edge branded ones at some point.
Ooh, yeah. Gotta bring those back at some point.
AvPoint was those guys there. Nice. Very nice, very good stuff.
Super useful, that's going into my luggage.
I think this could be like a trend that we need to do where we need to actually go ahead, maybe ahead of time, and get the swag out to give people a head start on where they need to go.
We can just have Larry do that still for us. Yeah. What's up?
What, you know, while the Tech Expo is being built and the Channel 9 stage is being built, we can say, hey, we're going to do a special episode before the whole thing starts off. Give us a sample, and we'll feature it for what it is.
Yeah,
that's a great idea. We should.
We realize that there may be some of you right now that probably don't know the Edge Show, what it is, who is this, right? So we should probably give a quick little thing on what goes on for here. We don't usually just do swag and throw things every time. we have a weekly episode, and it's shared amongst our team. So you basically get to see each of us once a month, basically, right? But what areas, why don't we tell people what areas we support, kind of what you can expect episodes on?
Well, basically, we start off with the news. We go through the highlights from the past week or two all around IT pro technologies, and then we bring in one of our technology experts, usually someone from our engineering team. They'll give a deep dive, kind of technical discussion, show some demos, and help people understand how and why to use the product.
Yeah. And so if it's you that's hosting, you're going to be kind of mainly talking about system
center? Yeah, I'm going to be really covering all the system center stuff, private cloud stuff, Windows Server stuff.
Yeah, I'll mainly cover things around Windows and enterprise mobility in various different forms.
Nice. Yeah. I'm the guy who looks after Azure and cloud and public cloud type technologies. Sometimes they kind of bridge into the lower level on-premises things with hybrid tech connectivity, but we work together nicely for how that one there works.
Yep. And then I'm covering the very high level topic of DevOps, which usually goes into all kinds of areas, but you know, there's definitely some very unique things about that we cover. So you know, we had stuff on Chef, Puppet, Docker, open source technologies that are related to the DevOps space, and of course Azure, you know, here and there. So I make sure I don't, you know, take away from the core Azure pieces that Rick has. You know?
Yeah, it's all about classification. That's all it is, classification. Yeah. How about taking a hold of us? Get a hold of us. You can find me on Twitters @RicksterCDN.
@DTZAR.
@SciMonster.
@SimonPerryman.
And if you wanted to, you can reach all of us at @TNEdge. That happens to be one that we happen to follow.
Yeah.
And I believe there's a Facebook page, but I always
Channel
forget the name
Edge.
Of it.
Yeah.
I always forget the name of the Facebook page.
Yeah, I'm always there as well.
Nice. Cool. But with that, I'm going to say bid you adieu. Thank you very much for joining us. This is the end of the live streaming recording going on here at Channel 9 Live.
Throw them.
He's trying very badly to hit the actual production people over there. So watch out. They're going to start throwing stuff at us.
No.
We've got quite a lot of ammunition, though. So let's see where we can go.
Before this breaks up into complete and total chaos, be careful. I sense that there might be a drone coming over here and dropping something.
In they come.
Join us.
We can chew. I think it's got to be the end of the show.
Channel 9 throwing.
Join us at our regularly scheduled time when we publish on Channel 9. Have a good time, and thank you for joining us here in Barcelona, and catch you later.